Okay, well, good morning, everyone. My name's Shelly McCombs out of the Ohio Marketplace. I've been with ACN about a year and a half. And as we approach the December Game On event this weekend, I'm so excited to wrap up 2021, and I'm looking forward to what 2022 will bring. Thank you for joining me for this Mojo call. We do these Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. to give you a little bit of mojo and motivation and inspiration, hopefully, to start your day. And I'm sandwiched this week between two amazing leaders. Yesterday, hopefully you joined in and heard Regional Director Charmin Monroe out of Washington, D.C. She is just fabulous and had a great message. And tomorrow you'll get to hear from Senior Vice President Warren Solomon, and I'm sure he'll have an amazing message. So make sure you're tuning in on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 8 a.m. for these Mojo calls. But I can't believe 2021 is coming to an end. Have you achieved everything you wanted to achieve in your ACM business? The new year brings opportunity for new beginnings, new goals, new ideas, new development, new attitudes, new approaches, and new. It's a fresh start and a clean slate. And not only have you achieved everything in your ACM business in 2021, have you achieved everything you wanted to achieve in your work life? How about your family life and your financial life, your school life, your social life? How about your emotional, mental, and physical life? When my son Sean left for college 8 years ago, I sent him off with this prayer: may God bless you on your journey. Of course, I pray for his safety and the long drive to Akron University, but I really meant God bless you on your journey. His journey, which includes the experiences he'll have, the friends he'll make, the professors who will teach him, the lessons he'll learn, and the challenges he'll face and the struggles he'll have. The journey is not getting to the destination, but every single thing that happens along the way. My son tried out for the football team at Akron University, and he didn't make it. And he had a choice to make. I was worried he'd be upset and depressed and maybe not even do well in school. But he spent that entire semester in the classroom and in the weight room, getting smarter, stronger, and better. And at Christmas, he transferred to a Division III school who offered him a scholarship to play football. I sent him off to Capital University in Columbus, Ohio, with this message: may God bless you on your journey. He played football for 4 years there as a linebacker and was a two-year captain. More importantly, though, he earned his degree in exercise science and business. And after graduation, he interned as a strength and conditioning coach for the next several years at Division I schools, including the University of Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio, then on to Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi, and then as a graduate assistant at the University of Tennessee Martin in Martin, Tennessee. And as he gained experience after experience around the country, I sent him off with the same message: may God bless you on your journey. And in 2020, Sean got his first paid position. It was a rather meager pay, but it was a pay nonetheless, at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. And then this past year in 2021, Sean was a strength and conditioning coach for the Florida Gators football team in Gainesville, Florida. Finally earning a decent, actually robust paycheck. And then Monday, just 2 days ago, my son accepted a position with Brian Kelly as a strength and conditioning coach for LSU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I again sent him this prayer: may God bless you on your journey. So my son Sean, this 26-year-old kid from Little Marion, Ohio, has truly inspired me. It's not been an easy road, and he's worked for years for free, all the while gaining invaluable strength, growth, and maturity and experience from some of the best coaches in the country. He reads personal and professional development books. He listens to podcasts. He prays. And I pray for him. May God bless you on your journey. So let me turn my son's story into our ACM business experience. Have you been working so hard, making phone calls, sending texts, peeking and inviting, and feeling like you got cut from the team? Is every no or I'm not interested a rejection to you? I know for myself, when I hear no or people hang up on the Zoom call presentation halfway through the presentation, has that ever happened to you? But I feel rejected and defeated. If I let it, it can make me depressed or angry and hurt. I start to question my self-worth, and I start that self-pity talk, like Ms. Charmin Monroe talked about yesterday, that self-talk we do in our head, right? But I start that self-talk, and unless break that cycle, you know, I say things to myself like, I'm no good at this business, and or no one wants to work with me or help me or join my team. And then any momentum I had going fades, and I get complacent. Hopelessness sets in, and I want to give up. I feel like a failure, and that I'm not deserving of this opportunity. And then I recall what I tell my son, may God bless you on your journey. And then I think, who am I to question my self-worth like I know better than God does? Every experience is a blessing. Do you feel like my son and you're on internship, working your tail off and not getting paid as much as you'd like? Yes, money's important, but so is the journey. So even if you're not getting the paycheck you want yet, are you growing, learning, stretching, and not giving up? Are you embracing all of the free access you get to the best mentors and coaches in North America in ACN? Are you reading and personally developing yourself? Are you on Sunday night team meeting and recognition with Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel? Are you on Monday morning leadership call with Senior Vice Presidents Oren Solomon and Leanne Gabriel? Are you attending Monday night training with Regional Vice President Donna Perkins? And are you getting on Saturday morning trainings with Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel and so many other leaders that she chooses to be on? Are you listening to these mojo calls? Are you working closely with your mentor? Are you scheduling your own personal PBZs? Are you going to regional eMERGE events when you can? Are you taking advantage of personal development? And are you going to the Game On event this weekend to learn from our top leaders in the country, in this industry? Listen, I don't know what God has planned for me or you, but I know this. The closer I get to God, the more is revealed. And I can't just pray for the money and the title or the success, because faith without works is dead. And I can't be great at one thing and crappy at another, because guess what? If there are weak links, this house of cards will fall. So I pray for you and me today. May God bless you on your journey. Don't be upset when things don't go your way or happen when you want them to happen. Things will happen in God's timing. And the real question is, will you be ready? Will you be the person you need to be to receive His blessing? So I'm going to conclude today with two things. And the first is a Bible verse that I love and adore. And when I found this verse, it really spoke to me. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And the second thing I'm going to close with is with my 10-year-old son, Owen. So here's the prayer that we do every day. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Please walk with us and protect us. Please use us to inspire others. Help us get smarter, stronger, and better. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, honey. Love you. So with that, I pray for all of you. May God bless you all on your journey, and I hope you have an amazing day and the happiest of holidays. Bye-bye.